You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending reports here right now. I don't have a whole lot for trending before I turn it over to you today, although there's some tech stuff that I thought was interesting. ChatGPT, which, let's face it, what, a year and a half ago, 99% of Americans had never heard of it, and now it's
everywhere.
Just about.
They need
everywhere.
A better name, though.
The OpenAI company, which, by the way, I didn't know this until I was listening to the Elon Musk biography, the Walter Isaacson biography of Musk. Elon was working in a way with OpenAI several years ago. Then I guess he bailed out or something. Did you know he was involved with it?
I might have heard some grumblings about that. He's very concerned about it, I believe.
Yeah, that's part of the thing, is that he's part of the group that's like, oh, we need to worry about these becoming our overlords.
He attributes it to a bunch of science fiction stories he was reading as a kid that dealt with robots and stuff taking over.
Well, OpenAI with the ChatGPT has announced a couple of new features. One, it will now actually talk to you. So ChatGPT will chat, and they say that it doesn't sound as robotic as, say, the Alexa. By the way, do your little thing with her.
Hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m.
They also say it can basically answer any question. Here's one of the examples they give, all right? Like, you can upload a photo to it. Let's say here's the example they use. You upload a photo of a bicycle, and then you ask ChatGPT how to lower the seat. It tells them their seat doesn't have a quick release, so they'll need an Allen wrench. It asks them to share a photo of their toolbox, then tells them where the Allen wrenches are and what size to use.
Pretty crazy, huh?
I mean, isn't that
super
something?
Crazy. It's neat. It's really neat. It's neat.
There's so much going on with all of this right now, and
it's evolving so fast too.
Yeah, it's exponential growth, which is the whole idea behind machine learning. That's what this is. It's machine learning. I was watching one of those. You turned me onto that show called, oh crap, what's it called? Explained? Is that sound right?
It was on Netflix, right?
I think. I can't remember.
Yeah, it explains little things, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
they're like 30-minute episodes.
And the episode was on coding.
Yeah.
Like computer coding.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was fascinating about how everything in our life is computer code. Just really.
It's trippy, huh?
Everything. There's computer code. And they're talked about how, you know, there's a person behind every bit of code. There's one person who sat there and wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
However, machines now are learning to write their own code and do their own thing. And they won't need humans anymore.
That's where it gets kind of scary.
Kind of, but also thrilling. I would love to get just a quick time machine glimpse of even 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And see the difference.
See how things are going, huh?
Yeah. Speaking of technology, there's a new poll that asks people about GPS and, you know, with drivers. And 8% of people say drivers would be safest if they never used GPS. Because they think it is causing people to... I remember one of the very first times, and it's come a long way, but one of the first times I remember using GPS was on a vacation. And it tried to insist that I turn down a one-way street the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, turn left.
You still have to
left,
pay attention.
Turn left. And the traffic was coming from the left. It was one way. So
recalculating.
There's so much recalculating. That was hilarious. I don't know. But can any of us really, well, besides a small percentage, can any of us really imagine life without the maps, either Google Maps or Waze or something like
I've
that?
I've lived here my entire life, and I'll still hop on there and, you know, give me directions.
Well, yeah, and especially because if it factors in traffic conditions, you know, and it'll tell you a little shortcut to take.
Absolutely.
I don't know, but apparently a lot of people think that GPS is making us more dangerous drivers. So... I don't know. There's some technology stuff for you.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
All right. According to the news story, today is National Pancake Day. And I don't want to debate and go back and forth about the other days. I'm just relying on today, DT. So
you do you, bit.
So it's kind of funny. We actually had pancakes for dinner last night. I was like, I got a hankering. So
breakfast for dinner is always
the
strong.
Big. Everyone was butthurt though because I like a big pancake. I make it the size of the pan. And I got, you know, I use, I like using the Kodiak cakes, and I add the cinnamon and some eggs and the maple syrup within the batter. And these pancakes were the size of the pan, and then they puff up a good half inch. I mean, they're a hearty pancake. And everyone was all whining. It's too big. The pancake's too big. We need smaller pancakes.
I need to leave my family, Dom.
Who wants little dinky pancakes? If you're making a flapjack, give me a big old flapjack. I'm going to be able to slap somebody across the face with it.
If it comes down to, like, you go to restaurants sometimes and they'll have, like you're talking about, it's a pancake that takes up the whole giant plate.
Love it.
Or if there's, like, the stack of, like, three that are smaller, I'm a stack guy.
Give me a stack of the three that are the size of the plate. Now I'm in. Anyway, so I pronounced a little bit ago that once a year I get to play 30 seconds of my favorite pancake song, and today's the day. So you're just going to have to sit through it. No, it is. It's approximately 23 seconds there.
Oh,
23.9 seconds.
Ready, go.
Pancakes, pancakes, pancakes. Early in the morning when I get out of bed, there's only one food that I want to be fed. No, I don't want eggs and I don't want.
Those guys are really good at those silly songs. They just are.
It's just so ridiculous, yet so freaking fantastic.
Don't want bacon, want to get to pancaking. I mean,
pancaking, come on now.
Solid.
Anyway, you'll get to hear that again during the second trending report right around 8:30 this morning, so stick around. All right, so more news coming out about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce after they left Arrowhead Stadium together on Sunday after the game. I guess they made their way to a trendy social rooftop bar where Kelce paid the tabs of everyone present so that he could rent out the venue for a private after party. So Swift and Kelce and a bunch of guests hung out until about 2 a.m. on Monday, according to TMZ. They enjoyed cocktails. They were very affectionate, despite keeping things lighthearted in their interaction. What does that mean? Very affectionate, yet lighthearted. Anyway,
like a hand on a forearm or something.
Maybe just
like
kiss
that.
A cheek. Some friends and some witnesses are saying that they are still taking things very slow, and both are very career focused right now. For those of you who want to be in the know with Tay-Tay. The other story coming out is pretty darn funny, that all the Swifties rushed to get Travis merch after Taylor was spotted sporting his colors, the Kansas City Chiefs colors and jerseys and all that. So anyway, he's number 87. So the number 87 Kansas City jerseys were flying off the shelves. according to Fanatics and the NFL shop, the amount that it was up, 400% spike in sales.
That makes sense.
Through the network sites like NFLShop.com and all that. So they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Did you see the other Swiftie story about all of this?
What's that?
That Swifties are also pressuring their Lord and Savior, Tay-Tay, to try now to get the tomahawk chop banned at the football games and maybe even to pressure the team to change their team name. Kind of like, you know, the Washington football team did and the Cleveland baseball team and stuff like that.
Baby steps. I just said they're taking it slow.
So there are activists who are using this pairing, which I still think is mostly just a media thing.
No.
To try to get Taylor to use her influence to get the Kansas City Chiefs to change their name and to ban the chop.
Maybe at some point. But again, baby steps. They're taking it slow, you guys. She can't run the team yet. I guess she could just buy the team.
Right, she could too.
And just, you know, end it all. What else is going on? Dane Cook got married to his 24-year-old lady friend. He's 51. 27-year difference there, Dom. You all right with that?
You bet.
The internet seems to be okay with it. Tinder has a new select tier feature. They just announced it. It's going to cost $499 a month for the select tier.
$6,000 a year? What do you get for that?
Special algorithms. No, check that. You get the normal Tinder algorithms, according to the story, but you do get special access to Tinder's most sought-after profiles. So you can enjoy, quote, exceptional connections. Whatever that
leads.
Means.
You get the good
all
leads.
All the good leads, right? There's other perks like being able to message people directly.
Probably get a badge to put
on
your...
Probably get a goofy badge. Anyway.
If you get a little badge that you put on your page that shows you're part of that, that would boost you anyway.
Oh, I would think so. Anyway. $500 a month. My God. Here's some random stuff floating around. 219 dogs and their owners attended a preview of Paw Patrol, the mighty movie in L.A., making that a Guinness World Record for the most dogs attending a film screening. The pictures are ridiculous. And
I
then,
couldn't get far enough away from that theater.
It's just so stupid, right?
I would go to the other side of the world.
We broke a record! And then listen to this flock of sheep in Greece. They made their way into a greenhouse growing medical pot weed and ate about 600 pounds of the pot weed. Mm. The farmer said that the animals were jumping higher than goats, and witnesses say that they were pretty sheep-faced.
Hey, good one.
Right. Clickbait.
Sheep-faced, Dom.
I got it.
We got a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two stories on there today that are going to make you go, "Uh." There's this dude in England who has a pet turkey, and he takes him wherever he goes, so you can look at that guy with no girlfriend at all. Mm-hmm. And then the Guardian newspaper did a big profile on a golden retriever named Max, who just finished up his first year of mayor of this little town in California, and it's the cutest damn dog, and he's got a big necktie on. And you will truly go, "Aww." It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.